From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Leaders of majority Muslim nations gathered in Istanbul Wednesday and condemned President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They called it unlawful. The meeting came as unrest in the Middle East continues, along with growing criticism about the decision on Jerusalem. The gathering was under the auspices of the 57-nation Organization of the Islamic Conference. The OIC, Turkey, currently leads it, and the emergency summit was called by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He said, "I am inviting the countries who value international law and fairness to recognize occupied Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine." Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Jordanian King Abdullah, and many other heads of state attended the meeting. Some of the sharpest criticism came from Abbas, who said that Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem was a crime. At least 30 people were killed in airstrikes Wednesday on a police camp in Yemen's capital Sana'a, strikes said to be carried out by a Saudi-led coalition against the rebels. 11 members of a militia in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rape of dozens of children and for murder. Human rights groups have hailed the verdict as a landmark decision in a country where sexual violence is frequent and perpetrators most often go unpunished. The NGO Physicians for Human Rights said slowly, "There are signs that impunity is not inevitable. For too long, those who committed rape in the Congo have thought they were invincible." This is VOA News. Uganda's ruling party, the National Resistance Movement, has proposed scrapping the age limit for presidential candidates and extending the length of a presidential term. The proposal has the backing of President Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled Uganda for over 30 years. Correspondent Halima Athumani has more on the story for VOA from Kampala.
The proposed amendment to Uganda's constitution seeks to scrap the 75-year age limit for presidential candidates and extend the length of presidential terms from 5 to 7 years. The move would benefit longtime President Yoweri Museveni, for whom the parliament scrapped term limits in 2005. The Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee approved the constitutional change in a closed-door meeting last week, and the proposal will soon be presented to Parliament. President Museveni voiced support for the proposal in a meeting with legislators.
2 terms of 5 years is simply a joke. When you hear somebody talking about it, you know that he just wants to improve his CV so that they say he was president. But to think that he wants to solve the problems of the people is totally out. So there is merit in looking at the 7 years.
But members of the opposition said the ruling National Resistance Movement should let Ugandans vote on the changes through a referendum. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Robert Mueller, the special counsel leading the investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 American presidential election, received a strong vote of confidence Wednesday from the Justice Department official who appointed him and oversees his work. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed Mueller in May after President Trump fired then-FBI Director James Comey, and he dismissed Republican criticism that the special counsel's team has been compromised by anti-Trump partisans. Rosenstein told members of the House Judiciary Committee, "We'll ensure that no bias is reflected in any of the actions taken by the special counsel." Democrat Doug Jones' victory in Alabama's special Senate election sent shockwaves Wednesday across Capitol Hill, emboldening Democrats while forcing Republicans to grapple with a soon-to-be much smaller Senate majority that will make enacting President Trump's agenda all the more difficult in 2018, an election year. The very happy Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat, said, "Things are looking up for us." And the Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey told VOA, "It was a great night for the country." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.